We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 406 on The Fan, hour three of our radio program. Joe and Evan in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here, of course, till 6 o'clock. Mike, of course, Francesa will come your way. Pete Hoffman back in Manhattan. Ernie Acosta and Yonkers. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio with nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Your favorite time of the week, our weekly chat with the great John Heyman. How you been, John?
What's up? I'm good. My favorite time, absolutely. Loving the bracket of pain. Really loving it. I do think I see Seaver trade winning it. You're right. That was a unique trade.
I don't want you breaking it down in front of Joe because let Joe decide without you, you know, kind of.
Joe, I'm not going to influence Joe.
No, not influence. It's not influencing Joe. It's just that what's Joe was supposed to respond by saying? Like, he could simply say, no, that's not going to win, or that is going to win. Don't try to spoil the result.
He's got to see the matchups. We don't know the results for sure. But I was a Yankee fan, and I can remember the pain involved in it. And, you know, they got four players who were major leaguers, but not stars. And it's
not
very,
stars.
Very
not
memorable.
Stars.
I mean, you know, probably worse, and it was in Milwaukee, so it's not as big a thing in some circles, but the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar trade, where they got, I think, also four major league or, you know, NBA-type players, but not stars, and Jabbar was 28 at the time, so that was even worse. At least Seaver had two-thirds of his career with the Mets.
I guess it was worse.
I mean, if you're living in Milwaukee as a Buck fan, it's
worse.
You
weren't happy with it.
You're not happy.
Not really, no.
No, I mean, you weren't happy with that.
Right. Plus, an all-time great basketball player really influences the outcome of games more than one all-time great baseball player. So,
if you had to make...
The mistake was that the Knicks didn't wind up making that trade for him because they had he wanted to go either to New York or L.A., Abdul-Jabbar.
Absolutely. Powell Memorial in New York then UCLA, and he said, I'll take either one. So he was good to them, and they still only came up with David Myers and Junior Bridgman.
Four
guys. Basically.
Yep.
And the Knicks had a chance at Dr. J because when the Nets got cheap because of their, you know, kind of payments they had to make to come to the NBA and they sold him, they offered him, I had read, to the Knicks. And the Knicks said, nah, it's too expensive.
Unbelievable.
Sounds very Mets ownership-like.
Yes.
Any update on that, by the way, John?
What's going on?
Mets ownership. Any update?
I don't have a real update, but I will say that I know that A-Rod is definitely interested, and we touched on this 2 weeks ago, the way he responded to my tweet about how he is a very charming and knowledgeable guy, but then quoted an unnamed top-ranking executive with another team saying that he had never run a hot dog stand, so he really wasn't qualified, implying that he wasn't qualified, and he had texted me a few times, and I actually went back and reread the text. So one of them said this to me. I didn't even recognize it at the time because I didn't know what he was talking about. I don't know this. I don't know that it's a star, but I didn't know her as this name. He said, A-Rod and Jen are aware of what you're doing. Very
you said
ominous.
This now, A-Rod, in general, where
Jen.
Were you doing?
Yeah, that's what he texted me. You know, Jen means, I figured out now.
J-Lo.
Exactly. Now, right. We don't call her Jen.
But,
you know,
but I missed this, John. Who texted you this? Who texted you?
Alex texted me after
I did a
tweet that I thought was mixed. You know, I said that he's a very knowledgeable, charming guy, but I quoted an unnamed executive saying that he had never run a hot dog stand, which, you know, it's true. He had never run a hot dog stand, and... I thought it was mixed, but he texted me a couple times, and eventually I hadn't responded right away, and he said, A-Rod and Jen are aware of what you're doing. He did tell me to stay safe, so his text to me was mixed also. There was some positive.
And he gave it in, like, the third person, A-Rod and Jen?
Jen, you know what, I don't call her Jen. I don't think of her that often. I'm not in those circles, but... You know, A-Rod was always called when I was friendly with him early in his career, and he was called Al by all of his friends, which people now just call him Alex or A-Rod, but he was called Al, so I guess Jen could fit with that. But I don't know if she really is concerned about my tweets or not, but he threw that in there, so I thought I'd mention it. To me, I took this as a sign that he is very interested in the team, and he wants me to understand that, you know, he will have influence if he gets the team. And, of course, you know, he's on TV. So he's just on TV. I don't really care what he thinks. But if he owns the team, you know, I might be concerned about what he thinks.
So your relationship with A-Rod has gone downhill very quickly.
It's been
quickly.
Up and down. I'm not going to say downhill because it's been up and down so many times.
Up and down. But it must be down now, right?
Yeah,
You're saying he can't run a hot dog stand.
Yeah, I would say it's not that high right now. But I would agree.
It's
with
better
that.
Than Evan and I's relationship with him. That's
yeah, we don't have a great one.
No, I'm sorry.
Think it's good. Even though I like A-Rod, I'm a big A-Rod guy, but I mean, you know.
Well, why does he like you guys? I know he likes some people at the station.
Well, Mike, you know.
Yeah.
We're not in that strategy.
I don't think he dislikes us. I think kind of Joel Sherman-esque. I don't think he thinks of us, as you would say, but.
I wouldn't quite put that in the same category.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
Well, we've had two experiences with A-Rod. One I had
when you were in the locker room.
Yeah, I went into the locker room,
and
I was kind of goaded. I got to admit, I was goaded by Sweeney, Giannotti was there, and they said, "Yeah, you should go over to A-Rod and introduce yourself." And I said, "Oh, you know, I trust these guys." So I went over there and said, "Here's how I introduced myself." I said, "I do the show before Mike Francesa," you know, figuring
might help you.
Right, that'll help me.
Right,
and he wouldn't even look up from his phone while he was texting, and he just like, "Oh, hi." It was very...
he might have been texting something not so nice to me at the moment. So
it's very possible.
Right.
And then the other experience is we actually got him on the air, but we later found out he thought he was going on probably with Kim Jones.
Right.
And so about 6 minutes into the interview, the first 6 minutes were great.
He had all of a sudden catch a plane out of nowhere.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, guys, I'm sorry, I got to go."
Right.
And he's gone.
Right.
That's our experience.
Well, you know, Kim was a Yankee beat person for a while. So we
know that.
I understand.
So he probably has more of an up relationship with her than with me or with you guys.
Yeah, but I remember Joe, who loves A-Rod, you said it to him. Like, "Hey, I got to tell you, A-Rod, I'm a fan." So he was talking to people, specifically Joe, who loved him, and he still didn't care. 5 minutes, got to go, got to catch a plane.
Well, maybe he did have to catch a plane.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know. You know, it might have been his plane. He might have his own plane that he has to catch.
He probably does have his own plane.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you this, a little piece of news here. He has been gauging interest among other owners because, of course, you need approval of two-thirds to...
So he's really going for it. He's really trying to get this team.
Yeah, he needs the money, though. That's the main thing.
Don't we all?
Approval. We all need the money. But he needs the money, and it's a lot of money. And I don't believe that it's dropped from $2.6 billion to $1.6 billion. But it may have dropped somewhat, but it's still going to be around $2 billion. And at this point... I've heard, I don't know, and he certainly hasn't opened up his financial records to me either. I've heard that they have he and Jen, between them, have $700 million.
John, I was thinking of you before because we had Randy Levine on, the president of the Yankees.
Right.
And one of the questions we had brought up to him was about this idea of merging the leagues. You know, the idea that Bob Nightingale reported that you pretty much a couple of weeks ago said, "Yeah, it's a bunch of BS. Don't believe it."
No.
And I got to tell you, I was
a very fanciful story, and I really enjoyed it when I read it.
Well, I was paying attention. Randy Levine basically said, "Yeah, I hadn't heard of that." So I think you're right, John. I don't think there's any truth to the idea of the AL and NL.
No truth. You know, I was listening as well. As Randy mentioned, there have been a lot of ideas. And, you know, there might have been one of 50 ideas. But I don't think that. I don't think that's on the front burner. I do think your idea, your question about the travel, the long distance travel, was Joe's question, was a good one. I don't see West Coast travel, but it is it's hopeful that they're saying that they want to play in their own parks, and that'd be great. And
but you, John,
if they could do it in New York, that would be really be something. But,
John, you know what I really think is that obviously we just want baseball, and beggars can't be choosers. But once we have baseball, you want it to be the fairest thing possible. And I was telling Joe earlier an idea of, and this works for baseball, they get more playoff teams. Two teams from each division, the traditional divisions, make the playoffs. You get six from each league. Right now we're at five, so you're adding a playoff team. And the only games you play on your schedule is inside your division and inside the division in the other league. So it really does cut down on travel, and it's really fair. Because now you're not competing with the Brewers for a wild card spot who have a completely different schedule. You're mostly competing with teams in your division who have the exact same schedule.
I love you, Evan. You're fantastic. I love the fact you're always looking for fairness. I think finances will always win out over fairness. So that's why I think it'll be 14. And that's what they've been proposing anyway, that they want to do that in the future is 14. And look at this as a year of experimentation. But in terms of fairness, that's fantastic, to use another F. But I think the finances will be key. And as Randy, as you guys questioned Randy on, I do think the finances are going to be a major issue. And it still needs to be resolved. And I certainly am hopeful that the finances aren't going to scuttle this at all. I can't imagine that they will in the end. But at this point, if you talk to a player or player representative, you don't hear anything other than it's in our new contract that we're paid prorated per game. So if you play half the season, you get paid half your pay, whereas the owners are looking at a different clause that says it needs to be economically feasible, and they're saying that it will not be feasible if we pay the prorated, and they're adamant as well. So we've got an issue there. But I do think finances will ultimately decide it. I do like your proposal. I'd be all in favor of it. But again, it's not my money, and I think they're going to do the 14. They're not going to have more than half the teams make the playoffs, but I think they're going to go right to the line.
Now, do you see baseball seriously, let's say July 1st, opening the season? Give me a percentage what you think.
In early July, I'm not going to say July 1st because I don't know that they pinpointed a date. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I've actually heard some people are in favor of July 4th just because of the symbolism of it, and
they'd
like to see that. But early July, I'm going to say it's I'm going to be hopeful. I'm going to say 51% just because I want to feel good about it.
Right.
But,
okay.
You know, it's obviously far from a certainty if I say 51%. That's why Trevor Plouffe had reported it's July 1st, and certainly is right in the ballpark, but it's not a certainty. You know, it's in that area. That's the goal. That's the target. Nothing certain. One more interesting thing is that a lot of the owners are in favor of having the spring training in their home parks in a franchise city, not in spring training. So that's a debate that's going on now. We may have spring training in Florida and Arizona, but we may not. The Yankees, well, the other teams may be at their home park. Still got to see on New York. It's a little bit trickier for New York because obviously the issue of the coronavirus is bigger in New York than it is in
if they
all
open
the other
up.
Cities.
If they open up Citi Field and Yankee Stadium, so the Mets and Yankees are playing in their own ballparks, and that's where their spring training site is, do you realize how excited people would be just for a spring training Yankee-Met game? I mean, there would be. There'd be so much excitement over something that doesn't even count because, hey, some of us are watching the KBO. We're checking out the Korean Baseball Organization. Give me a little Mets-Yankees.
Don't put me in that some of us.
I know you're not. That's why I said some of us.
I am not watching the KBO. Are you watching the KBO?
Him and me. Yeah, I've seen a little of it. I haven't.
Oh, my God.
It's on in the background.
McMonagle's watching it. Chris McMonagle who works
God
here.
God bless McMonagle. KBO.
It's a pretty good baseball. They got some good power hitters. It's not terrible. But you're
Aaron Altair is there.
I always thought, you know,
You're Yeah, you're right about that. It would be fantastic if they could do New York. And, of course, the Yankees and Mets have a little bit of advantage because they'd be able to play each other. Of course, if you're in Denver or a city that isn't really close to another home park, you're going to be playing a lot of intra-squad games. And that's kind of the plan right now would be intra-squad games. And I've heard that a majority of owners at this moment prefer that to Florida and Arizona just because
it's sense.
More up-to-date.
That makes sense.
Going to be a 3-week spring training, which might, you know, you're absolutely right again when you ask him about the pitchers and Gerrit Cole and all the other pitchers. It might be at 3 innings when they start the season or 4 innings.
So what is the discussion right now? I mean, is there any timetable for spring training, or still nobody really knows anything at this point?
Well, they're hopeful that it'll be the season will start in early July, and they're thinking of it max 3 week spring training, so that would be mid June for spring training, and it's all dependent on the data, the virus, and certainly the availability of testing. So there are a number of factors, but they're ready to talk more seriously about it as they're going to go to the union and start to talk about it and see what the union wants to do. The Arizona plan, you know, some people think it might be the safest, and they'd have more approval from some of the top doctors. But the fact that it's one time zone, very hot, as we talked about, and they've already heard from some of the top players in baseball, Trout and Kershaw, that they're a little skeptical of it because they don't want to play a season without their family in quarantine totally. And then Trout's obviously, his wife is pregnant, we know that. So, but all of the players, many of the star players have commented on that. So that's kind of a backup plan at this point.
All right. I saw this article. It's very interesting from MLB.com. And I would preface it before I tell Joe, it's the last 20 years. I mean, they're not going much deeper than that. They're not citing anything from the 80s or the 70s. But it's who each team's fan base player hates the most, like the nemesis for each team. And I thought it was very interesting. And before I got to the Yankees and Mets, I thought in my head, who would I pick? And the Yankee one I got, the Met one I actually got wrong. The Yankee, well, first of all, Joe, figure last 20, 25 years, and I got to go deeper than that. The arch nemesis of New York Yankees fans is whom?
Last 20, 25 years, arch nemesis of New York Yankee fans, David Ortiz.
That was the guy in my mind along with somebody else. I was 50-50. It was David Ortiz and Pedro Martinez. And they picked Pedro Martinez. The difference is David Ortiz got more victories, I think, against the Yankees than Pedro did. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Pedro was, you know, they usually beat Pedro.
Who's your daddy chant.
Right. I mean, David Ortiz, you know, you could say Manny too, but David Ortiz probably more than anybody. I could, since 1990.
So, Eamon, would you agree?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that just looks great for the Yankees that the guy that was picked is the guy that said that the Yankees were his daddy. Obviously, he threw Zimmer. He had some other victories. Did he have a one-hitter? He had some
great games against the Yankees. No doubt.
He had that 17-strikeout game. Yeah, what you're talking about.
Absolutely. But overall, he had a losing record, I believe, against the Yankees.
Well, you know what else? Another reason why Ortiz.
Would you have picked Ortiz, John?
I think Ortiz is a great pick now that I hear it. I just looked at it and said, Pedro, it's got to be somebody else, but it's hard to really think of somebody who really fits that. I think Ortiz definitely got it.
Well, you know what else Ortiz has besides, you know, getting victories against the Yankees? Pedro didn't get as many. I think the steroid stuff also bothers you. I think Yankee fans like to mention that too, that David Ortiz gets a free pass while a lot of other guys don't. And we've commented on that too, that David Ortiz, and it's not to say, Joe, that you're angry at steroid guys. I know you're not, but you know that David Ortiz, for whatever reason, has gotten more of a free pass with it than a lot of other guys.
Yeah, but isn't the question who is their arch nemesis for over the last 30 years?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean,
it's hard to come up with somebody for the Yankees. It just speaks well of the Yankees.
Like I said,
it's Ortiz.
One great candidate who was not selected.
I got two guys.
Who are you guys?
I'm sure I got the same guy that
Joe
had. Well, Chipper Jones has got to be one, right?
Chipper Jones. But the other guy, too, that needs to be mentioned, and in all due respect to the Yankees, is Jeter. I mean, let's be real. I mean, you know, he killed the Mets every bit as much as Chipper Jones did over in that time frame.
MVP of the 2000 World Series.
Every bit as much. He had about 700 against them when they played him. I mean, he
killed the Mets whenever they faced
him. He was fantastic in interleague play, but
so I would go Chipper and Jeter.
Jones would be the guy for me historically. Just beat them up, and they chanted Larry, and that's the guy. But they picked somebody entirely different.
They went more recent. That's what they did. They went with
Chase Utley.
Chase Utley, yeah.
Yeah, somebody who's hated. I would say that's true. He's hated by Mets fans, but in the grand scheme of things, it'll be more forgotten than Chipper Jones will never be forgotten.
No.
And I mean, Ruben Tejada, I love him, and that was a terrible thing. It was not good. Chase Utley was completely in the wrong, but I think historically, you look at it, it's got to be Chipper Jones for me.
Well, anyway. I have another guy that wasn't even mentioned. A guy, because what I tried to do is I closed my eyes and said, who do I hate the most? Sports hate. Who do I just, I think of them, I see their face, and I get my skin crawls. And the answer was Roger Clemens. That was my answer.
Yeah,
I think of Roger. I think of him throwing that splintered bat. That's the image I can't get past, even more than hitting him in the head in the second game of the doubleheader. Because, look, the Mets have, at times, had success against Roger Clemens. They never had success against Jeter. I mean, Joe's right about that.
Oh,
when you're talking about performance, Jeter killed the Mets.
Killed them more than Chipper Jones. You know, Jeter almost...
On average, yeah, but Chipper Jones did it for year after year.
Well, he played him more. I mean, Chipper Jones played against the Mets more because he was in the division.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of, you know, I always tell you about Michael Jordan to the Knicks and how it's like, oh, it's okay that Jordan beat the Knicks, right? You know what I'm saying, right?
Right.
It's kind of the same thing with Jeter. Oh, well, okay, it's all right. We lost to Jeter.
Yeah, Jeter, and after watching the Jordan thing, it really reminiscent of Jeter. They're very, very similar,
yes,
I think.
Yes, indeed.
The will
it's
to
not,
win.
I don't think anybody, though, accepts. I don't think anybody accepts losing to Derek Jeter. You think Met fans accept
that? Yeah, but I don't think that. I think the first guy that most Met fans would think of is Chipper Jones. And you're telling me it's Chase Utley? I mean, really?
Well, the Tejada thing, man. I mean, that ticked off a lot of Met fans when that happened in the postseason.
Well,
and obviously his time with the Phillies.
I'm with Joe. It's got to be Chipper Jones. You know what else is interesting on this in this article was I noticed that half the teams had three players. Yadier Molina, Ryan Braun, and Bryce Harper. Each got multiple teams where they were hated. So,
is that right?
Well, because some of the choices, you know, I brought up Mets and Yankees because that's near and dear to our hearts in this town, but the Pittsburgh Pirates choice is weak. I mean, you're really telling me the Pirates fans hate Ryan Braun that much? Do they?
Well,
really?
We don't know. We're not in Pittsburgh. You know, maybe they do. I really didn't recall that. And then I looked at the stats. They weren't anything out of the ordinary. I think he had below a 500 slugging.
Well, probably has to do with the whole thing, you know, what happened with the test with that guy from Major League Baseball and how he kind of ruined the guy's life and all of that.
But the guy wasn't from Pittsburgh.
Well, but still, but maybe the Pirate fans just... What?
Joe, I got a good one for you because I'm going through this list. There is a current Met on this list.
Huh.
A current Met is on the list as the hated from a certain team. And this makes me laugh because I didn't know it. You ready?
Not Noah and the Royals, I know, because Bobby Cano is the Royals one, I know.
Right, for that home run derby thing?
Yeah, we didn't pick Billy Butler.
Think of Cano. You're right. Cano's on the list, too. I don't think of him as a Met, though. I got to tell you. Maybe
there's a current Met right now that you're telling me that is somebody is one of the most hated by a specific
two, apparently.
Team.
Yeah, well,
I still count him as a current Met.
Okay, fine. Besides Robbie Cano, a guy who we like, you know, and maybe the most popular Met right now. Maybe.
Alonso.
Pete Alonso
for who?
Is
the
on
Nationals?
The list for the San Diego Padres.
Oh, that's weak.
Because, wait, here's the reason.
Well,
he's infamous. He's infamous for, quote, overshadowing the Padres rookie duo of Chris Paddock and Fernando Tatis Jr. and because he flipped his bat last year.
Oh,
oh my God. They're so happy in San Diego they can't think of anybody to dislike. That is
seriously.
Sad.
That is true.
How can anyone dislike Pete Alonso? He's the nicest guy in the world. So he won the Rookie of the Year. I mean, what are you going to do? What did he hit, 54 home runs?
You know who I would hate if I'm San Diego?
53.
I'd hate your buddy, Tony Gwynn Jr. He, the son of a legend, crushed my season 10 years ago. That ticked me off if I was a Padre fan. Pete Alonso. Give me a break, Pete Alonso. How about Bartolo Colon at the home run against the Padres?
Right.
Why don't they pick him while they're at it?
Today's the day, right?
Today's the anniversary.
Today's the day of Bartolo and Tony Gwynn Jr., fabulous guy, by the way. I was doing the podcast with him, and we'll continue to do that podcast with him. Fantastic guy. So
Ortiz,
can't be the enemy of anybody.
The more I think about it, Joe, it's got to be David Ortiz for the Yankees.
There's no question about it. I don't even think it's debatable. Since 1990, I don't even think it's debatable.
How do I phrase that on Twitter? Who do you hate more, Pedro Martinez or David Ortiz? Is that the way I should write it out?
Yankees fans only. It's got to be Ortiz, yeah. I think that's wrong, and I think the Jones one is, I would debate that.
Yeah, I think it's Chipper Jones. I would go Chipper and Ortiz.
Me too. I'm with you. Absolutely.
It's funny, as a Met fan, there's just so many people.
I know.
It really is, you know?
There's a million people. I mean,
the Yankees, we have trouble. We're having trouble just like they did.
No, I'm not having, it's not, I don't think we're having trouble with the Yankees. I think it's that Ortiz is more hateable than Pedro is because I think the Yankees got the last laugh against Pedro.
Right. Right.
I don't think they ultimately got the last laugh against David Ortiz.
No, nobody did. Nobody did. The guy, I mean, the guy was the most clutch player other than Jeter in the last 25 years. I mean, obviously there were some pitchers, but wow. What a career. How about the Red Sox nemesis? It's a future Met, possibly.
A future Met?
Who's A-Rod?
A-Rod, yeah. You guys are sharp.
Well, I mean, that's when you said future Met, I mean, who else could it be?
Oh, boy.
We know it wasn't J-Lo. I'm sure.
No, well, that was.
I'm sure Red Sox fans probably like her.
No, Jen. Yeah. We call her Jen now.
But Jen.
A-Rod is a good choice for them because he really is.
No, I can understand that. For the
that
Red
makes
Sox.
Sense. John, great talking to you. Have a good, healthy weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All the
Thank
love,
you
John.
Guys. All the love, right.
Thank good you, man. John Heyman. Yeah, it's an MLB.com article where each franchise has their arch nemesis. It should be David. I'm going to predict, because I'll tweet this out now, Joe. I'm thinking it's going to be 85% David Ortiz over Pedro.
No, I would think so.
All right. I'm tweeting it out right now. We'll give you some results when we come back. We'll also get back to your calls. We also have the Beningo Bracket of Pain coming up. A lot of Jet moments. A lot of Jet. Three of the four moments competing today are New York Jets moments. Beningo and Roberts here on The Fan.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.